So what if they are accepting this problem into their lives so they can discover that they are the solution, that they are what gives life? My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 4th of March, 6.03 a.m. In 57 minutes, we've got a live dream-driven day call. One greater than John, I love that call. Where we explore doing violence to our desires. And that's a pretty advanced state. Neville says it's the one right below the big one. And so I got this email today from my friend. And he asks about, well, what's generating the answer here. Neville Goddard said, we came here for a divine purpose, and that purpose is to know imagination. Period. You didn't come here to learn life lessons. You didn't come here to burn off karma. You didn't come here to struggle. From what I can tell, what you are is God having the adventure of a lifetime. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Which brings me back to this. What if you accepted the problem into your life? So that you could accept that you are what gives life. That you are God having the adventure of a lifetime. See, one of the things that I notice is I'll often imagine lovingly for others. And not only will they not accept the blessing, but they won't believe why they're here, who they are. And there's something fantastic that happens. So the big imagining that I do with people, I mean, if somebody writes me and says, look, I want to be able to run again, of course I imagine them running again. Why would I deny them that? Neville says that when you will not pass another without lifting their cross. If you really believe, you will not pass another without lifting their cross. So when someone drops me an email, I imagine lovingly for them. I lift their cross. Can't help it. Doesn't take long. But they don't always accept the blessing. And it's often because they're denying their divinity. Your desires are divine in origin. Your awareness of being is God. So I imagine people discovering that. Whether or not they're my quote-unquote students, I don't care. Because one of the things that I've noticed since the big E, you know, the loogie, the epidemic thing, is a lot of learned helplessness in the world. People are waiting. They're waiting for someone to save them. Something to save them. Learned helplessness. On the other hand, I invite you to explore. I invite you to experience that you're the one cause. I invite you to the pearl of great price. And so when I have somebody, and let's get really practical and tactical here, when I have somebody that keeps emailing me, I just want to move from Kentucky to California. I got it. I mean, Kentucky's a beautiful state, but if your heart's in California, and I've been imagining this for 4 years now, and I keep sabotaging myself, right? Tell me more. And then they'll tell me all these secondary causes why they can't move. They're denying their divinity. And I tell them that. I says, look, you came across our path. My primary message is you're how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Let's explore that so you can expand your experience and experience what you want in life. Because every time you play the role of, well, not having it, or worse yet, victim, you don't have it. And you experience more of what people call victim. But let's get back to Paul's request. Because here's what I imagine. I imagine health, What would imply they're healthy? Yeah. Are they running, jumping, skipping? Are they eating different? What is it? And I also imagine them getting this. On some level, in some way, they discover, you know what? I make a difference in my life. The big thing is me. The big thing is my dream, not my diagnosis. You think about it. As far as I know, every diagnosis was given from one human to another. And your dreams, your desires are divine in origin. And once we sort that out, life gets fun. So I invite you to dive deeper, to soar higher. Maybe we can do a one-on-one call together. Those are always great fun. Maybe I can invite you to a program. Those are great fun too. Either way, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. There you can get goodies and you can get my email. Feel free to drop me a note. Feel free to dive deeper. Feel free to dive deeper and send me a note. I love getting love letters. My name is Mr. 2020. It's still totally dark outside. It's 51 minutes now to the Dream Driven Day live call. Imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. You are God having the adventure of a lifetime. You came here for a divine purpose, and that purpose is to know imagination, to wake up to who you are and how this works. So when I imagine lovingly for you, let's say you've got a bicycle and you want a BMW. All right, so I imagine you and your Bimmer, right? Letting me know, sending me a photo. But I also imagine you getting who you truly are and how this truly works. Goodies are fun, but remember, you're the ultimate goodie. Have a great day. Dive deeper, soar higher. See ya.